SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the weather may be frightful and just downright cold, but Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's confident voters will still show up for Monday's presidential caucuses.
I was hoping we would break a record for this caucus, and I think, you know, with what we've seen from the amount of interest from Iowans, I think possibly we could have done that. But so that's going to damper that a little bit. But it is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates, that who's, you know, really believes in them and wants to make that extra effort to show up.
Iowa voter Steve Falk tells KCRG television the weather won't stop him.
I think people realize in the conservative way that we need some change at the federal level. So I think they'll show up.
Also at SRNnews.com, France's new foreign minister pledging solidarity with Ukraine on a visit to its capital. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis with that story.
Stéphane Séjourné arrived in Kyiv to meet with his counterpart in a sign of support for Ukraine as Russia's full-scale invasion nears its second anniversary. Séjourné noted that Ukraine was his first destination abroad since his appointment in a government reshuffle this week. He said Ukraine would remain France's priority, adding the war in the country was an example of the need to defend the fundamental principles of international law. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. military striking another Houthi-controlled site in Yemen, it determined was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. U.S. Central Command says the strikes hit 28 different locations, more than 60 different targets. President Biden, meanwhile, has warned that the Houthis could face even more strikes. This is SRN News. A new look today at the spiritual beliefs of America's teenagers.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko signing a law that tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. That measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent. This is SRN News. Protests forcing a South Florida hotel to cancel a Muslim conference. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
Citing security concerns, the Marriott Hotel made the call at the last minute Friday after receiving some 100 calls claiming the South Florida Muslim Federation was promoting Hamas, terrorism, and anti-Semitism, and demands that it bar the group. This weekend's conference was expected to draw more than 1,000 people. The Federation had already hired police officers and security guards and offered to hire more, but was rebuffed by Marriott. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
National Transportation Safety Board investigating two crashes involving Florida's Brightline train that killed three people on the same railroad crossing. On the high-speed train's route between Miami and Orlando, crashes this week at a crossing in Melbourne on Florida's Atlantic coast. More details at SRNnews.com.